What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Well, that was the Backstreet Boys. That takes us back to 1999. A very good morning and welcome to the studio, Grant Dusting, Director of Strategy for McCrindle. Welcome, Grant.
Good morning, Mike.
Is that your era, that song? You like that? Back to the late 90s?
Look, don't tell anyone, but I do have a bit of a soft spot for some cheesy boy band tunes. So, yeah, Backstreet Boys.
Pretty cool.
In moderation, I think.
Let's not overdo it.
Does a good job, yeah.
Well, we're weaving in a few Christmas carols in amongst our
music. Oh, that's great.
Which is good. Welcome. It's good to have you back in.
Well, it's been great to be on the program this year.
Yeah, it's been really good. We've loved having you in. We are going to be talking today about, this is really interesting, about the future of shopping centres in a digital world. But before we get to that, keen to get your thoughts on what does it look like these days with cash or card? Because I've heard different people say, oh, they just like the thought of actually changing back to using more cash for their transactions as opposed to a card. But we've kind of been pushed more towards everything digital, right? Is that
yes.
fair to say?
Well, it's interesting because the year that the iPhone came out, or 2007 it was, when Steve Jobs got up on the platform and said, here's the iPhone.
Yep. Yeah, wow.
I know, that's 15 years ago.
Wow. It is
2007. but that year is significant because in that year, we were basically 2/3 of people were paying with cash and 1/3 with card.
2/3 with cash?
So in 2007.
Only in 2007?
Yep.
Wow.
But today, that's basically flipped. So now it's 2/3 of people paying non-cash, so with card, and only 1/3 with cash. And it's been quite a progressive downward trend since then. Obviously, with COVID, that's thrown an extra spanner in the works and that people have, some stores have been saying, actually, we don't want to accept cash.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, it was already happening, but that's been a factor in the mix as well with the hygiene thing through COVID trying to reduce the contact. But it's been a preference and that is being driven by the younger generations who are more preferring to use digital, you know, whether it's credit card or even your Apple Watch or your smartphone paying that way. So a lot of today's high school students, if you went and spoke to them, a lot of them are not going to have a wallet even because they don't need it. They can do everything through their phone and their devices.
Do you reckon some of them have never seen cash? I mean, it's highly likely, right?
Maybe not had it themselves. Mm. Probably just seen it somewhere, and I think it would definitely be one of those novelty things. And think back to the 5 cent, the 1 and 2 cent coins.
Yeah, do you remember those?
I remember when they phased out.
I remember, yes.
I had a stash of them.
And then everyone probably went and cashed them in and put them into the bank, right? Or some people are probably still sitting on 1 and 2 cent coins.
It'd
the
be,
bottom of the drawer somewhere.
I wonder if any of the listeners are.
I'd love to know. Let us know. Text in 0429 985 985. You got any coins, 1 and 2 cent coins? Do you remember them? Grant, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. Keen to talk about the future of shopping centres in a digital world. 98.5, that was Bruce Springsteen there and born in the USA. You are on 98.5. Grant Dusting is with me from McCrindle. The future of shopping centres in a digital world. We've got talking about cash or card. Keep them coming through. Love to know. I've got about 50-50 at the moment. A lot of people still like to use their cash, but again, a lot of people are just comfortable using their card. Online shopping, Grant, obviously, you've got no choice but to use your card. What does that look like in this day and age? What's some of the research regarding online shopping, particularly off the back of a lot of the sales, the Black Friday sales?
That's right. And just as we've been seeing that trend from shifting more and more from cash to using card, we've seen that similar trend shifting from in-store shopping to shopping online. And the Black Friday sales we've just had at the end of November is an example where companies now are really spruiking these online. It's primarily designed as an online shopping day. And so you've got more and more of these. You've got the Cyber Monday, which is the Monday after the Black Friday. So again, it's almost we're adopting this. And this is very big in America. And it's only been the last couple of years that it's come to become more popular in Australia. And actually the retail sales data is showing that that weekend, so that's end of November, the kind of Black Friday shopping weekend, it's now actually rivaling Boxing Day in terms of people buying.
Really?
So people are actually wanting to get, seeing it as a good chance to get a bargain before to kick off their Christmas shopping.
Interesting.
So there's more and more people shopping online, and I think it means that for the future, it means that shopping centres, there is still a place for them, but they do need to reimagine, and they need to make sure that, because people can at the click of a button access what they want. So what is going to be different? What's going to attract people to their physical store? That's something that shopping centres are thinking through now.
Quite challenging for retailers, isn't it? You're thinking, because as more and more are leaning towards online shopping, and some of those sales that happened at the with the Black Friday, I did a bit of checking on some things I was looking
did
for.
You? Yep.
I did. I don't mind. I'll buy certain things online.
Yep.
But I did some price checking in some of these supposed, you know, Black Friday sales. It wasn't actually a sale. It was perceived as a sale. Just a couple of products that I was looking at thinking, okay, it said all this, you know, up to 50% off. But when I checked the actual price compared to what it was a month ago, it was actually the same price.
Well done for doing your research.
I always do my research. Do you think we can get caught up in this hype around these sales and online and the pressure and the excitement, go, yep, just click and buy? Do you think there's a potential, you know, danger to get caught up in that these days?
I think it's very easy to do that. And as people who are busy and we're looking for a good deal, we're naturally drawn to that. That's why the retailers get people coming through the doors, either in person or virtually, with those big slogans of up to, you know, X percent off.
Yeah.
And you just got to make sure you do it, because we're all, at the end of the day, we have limited resources. We want to get the best deals we can. But also people are time poor, and so the convenience factor, which is really driving online shopping, people, I think, want to get things done. If you can get all your Christmas shopping done in one weekend of sales, then I think people are going, well, that's quite convenient for me. So the other thing that we've mentioned is with the shopping centres, through the last period of COVID, in the last couple of years, more people have been prioritising the local shops and the local experience and wanting to be connected to the community. So that's
interesting.
When we think about shopping centres and why do people go to the shops? Why not just do it online if you can?
Yeah.
That's one of the factors, is some people just like being around, you know, having the social experience of killing time at the shops and
have a chat,
particularly people who are a bit more extroverted. They might enjoy, you know, being out around other people, and that's part of the appeal as well.
I've done that twice in the last week, shopped local, literally local, and what surprised me, on both occasions, I actually got some really good information about the product I was buying that I would have not got online. I thought, wow, that person was really helpful.
That was from the sales assistant?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They were both mature in age. I don't know whether that's a difference, but they were very, very helpful. I thought, that's interesting. So there's pros and cons, isn't there?
Well, and that's important as well. You don't want to make a purchasing decision in the dark, particularly if it's a larger expense.
And I'll go back again to purchase some more. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike Grant. Dusting from McCrindle is with me. 75% people are, according to our stats on the text line, Grant, still prefer cash. Does that surprise you? 75%?
It's a little higher than our research for the general population. But yeah, within the population, there's people who have different preferences. So
the question could be, is cash still king? But there you go. 75%. Very interesting little poll there we had this morning. Now, just to finish off today, any thoughts on Christmas shopping? It's not far. People are starting to think about it, right?
Well, yes, we're talking shopping and cash and gifts.
Yes.
So we have done some research on Christmas shopping and the Christmas shopping experience.
Okay.
And we found out that 1 in 4 Australians re-gift. So re-gift being, if someone buys you or gives you a gift, 1 in 4 Australians would be open to re-gifting it and not opposed to it.
No, that can't be right. So, 1 in 4 people in Australia re-gift.
Yes.
That seems high. I would have thought it would have been maybe 1 in 10.
Well, I know some people are opposed to this in principle, and others take a more pragmatic approach, saying, well, I don't want to waste it if I'm not going to use it. So
recycle it.
Recycle it. So that's, you could see, I think those who advocate for regifting would be seeing themselves as they're just recycling.
Fascinating.
So if we think about the number of people in Australia, that means, give or take, there's almost 5 million gifts that are going to be regifted this Christmas.
That is massive, right?
So there's a lot of regifts going to be circulating out there.
Is it more popular at Christmas time? You drill down, but is it more sort of more prominent at Christmas time, obviously, or is it throughout the year?
Well, when we were studying this, we asked people kind of generally, not just about Christmas. I think it's probably less common at Christmas, because generally in Christmas, particularly if it's close, you're giving to immediate family or kids, it's probably going to be a higher price gift than some of the other times of year, maybe.
True.
So it might be, you know, particularly if it's technology or an experience gift, maybe those are probably right up there on the must-have ideas. So yeah, that's what we see. I think when it comes to gift giving, give a spare thought for poor Santa, because if he actually wants to deliver all of the gifts to Australians before it becomes light on Christmas Day, we've got 9.9 million households in Australia. So it means Santa only has about 3.5 milliseconds per household.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it?
So he's pretty quick.
I love the way you just roll these numbers out. They just roll off the tongue, don't they?
Well, if anyone's interested, they can Google the 12 stats of Christmas. The 12 stats of Christmas from McCrindle.
Thanks to Google. That's quite fascinating. Grant, it's been really interesting having a chat with you today. We really appreciate you coming in. And we also thank you for coming in for the whole year as well. It's been some really interesting research that McCrindle do, so it's fascinating to have a chat with you. Really appreciate your time, and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Mike. It's really been a pleasure. So Merry Christmas to
good.
You as well.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.